You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Kia ora e te whānau, kei te whakarongo koe ki te reo irirangi e wita kaumarema BFM. You're on The Breakfast Show here at BFM and we are talking about the New Zealand International Film Festival. Kia ora to Sally Woodfield, how are you this morning?
Kia ora Rachel, doing really well this morning actually. We're about to release another 10 films.
Oh, that is very exciting. Tell us a little bit about, for people who are unfamiliar, I'm pretty sure most people listening will know what the New Zealand International Film Festival is. It kind of does what it says on the tin a little bit, but give us a bit of a background into what is the NZIFF.
Thanks, Rachel. Yes, Whānau Marama New Zealand International Film Festival runs nationwide. It's been going now for, this will be the 53rd year in Auckland, and we're celebrating 50 years in Wellington, so that's a bit of a party down there this year.
Awesome.
We bring together the very best films that are available to us on a global level. We have scouts across the world who are putting our program together, so that's very exciting. One of the most exciting things that we have as a team working on it is right now when we've been seeing films confirmed, and just this week, 2 days ago, we had the message that Auckland is locked. So we're locked into the program.
We've awesome. Got
incredible films out of Cannes, which was missing last year.
Yes.
Because there was no Cannes last year, so
it's good to have it back.
It's great to have it back. So, you know, these are the films, these are the very best films in the world. I can let you in on a secret that, you know, Venice was last week, and we've already announced that Power of the Dog's going to be opening the film festival.
I did want to talk about that one because that is a huge get. Tell us a little bit about Power of the Dog, because it's a Jane Campion film, which of course is, you know, one of our great directing legends here in Aotearoa, and it's got some pretty special cast and also special location where it was filmed too.
Yep, mostly filmed here, right here in Aotearoa, down in the South Island. This has been a film that was on our list very, very early on when we changed our dates and were aware of the release schedule. And it has taken, you know, to get this kind of film in the film festival is months and months and months of negotiating, and we're super delighted to have it.
It's so exciting.
It's a bit of a Western, you know, and it's got Benedict Cumberbatch in it and Kirsten Dunst, who, you know, filmed here. I think actually crossed over into last year's lockdown when they were still filming. And of course, Thomasin McKenzie, who has been, you know, she's a Wellington actress, and she really has been on a rising ascendant, especially, you know, we've had her now across the film festival a few years now, right from when she was in Deborah Granick's film Leave No Trace in 2018, and then of course last year she was in True History of the Kelly Gang, and we've seen her also since then in The Justice of Bunny King, and now here she is in The Power of the Dog. But just having Jane back in the film festival is super exciting. Sadly, you know, unfortunately she won't be able to travel here. We would love that, but such as COVID, but you know, really, really, this is the film. When we announced it this week that it was going to be our opening night film, people were delighted.
I was personally one of them. I've been very excited about that since one of my friends, I think, spotted Kirsten Dunst out and about. They're like, what's she doing here? What's being filmed right now? There are some really awesome projects from Aotearoa that have been announced already. Do you want to tell us a little bit about some of those movies, Sally?
So amazing. This year is one of the biggest New Zealand Aotearoa programs that we've been able to bring together. Not just in the feature films either. We have two shorts competition sections, Ngā Whananga Māori Pacifica Shorts and also New Zealand's Best. Mm. And while we haven't yet announced who those finalists are in there, we had such a great amount of submissions, 117 submissions.
And wow.
The caliber was so high that we've actually programmed additional shorts to run during the film festival made by our wonderful Aotearoa filmmakers.
That's fantastic.
So we're delighted about that. We're thrilled to be to have Millie Lies Low as, you know, one as our big drama with which will be, you know, exciting. It's co-written by Eli Kent, who co-wrote Coming Home in the Dark with James Ashcroft. And there's another feature drama with There Is No I and Threesome from Jan Oliver Lux. But then there's a whole array of wonderful documentaries. We just do documentary so well in this country, and these are, you know, these are subjects of you know, covering environmental issues. It's talking about the fabulous photographer Fiona Clark, who was, you know, around in the 1970s and did a lot of the photographs in Auckland here around, you know, the queer scene. And she's from her images were, they tried to ban them. And
I didn't really know that about Fiona's work, because I've always loved her photographs, but I didn't really know that whole history of censorship that tried to happen there.
Yeah, and this is a wonderful film. She's an incredible woman, Taranaki woman. So we're looking forward to that, and we will be, you know, obviously going to her hometown of New Plymouth, and you know, that'll be a really special night. Mark Hunt, Super Samoan MMA fighter. This documentary really gives you an insight into, you know, how he has fought, you know, for fairness in one of the most challenging and high-profile sports in the world, and really tackling, you know, his own personal demons as well, which is fantastic. I'm really excited about Brian March's Mothers of the Revolution. So this is, it's 40 years since this was one of the longest protests in world history.
Yeah.
40 years since women from around the world came together on Greenham Common in the UK and just outside of London, and took this massive stand against nuclear proliferation. And, you know, Breyer's made this film. And we've got, it's 40 years also since the Springbok tour.
It is. I feel like there's been a lot of big things happening in the last wee while that has somehow flown a little bit under the radar, but that is such a crucial bit of New Zealand's history. What's the content in the film festival around that?
Well, we've got Meritamita's film Patu, which was a real record of that, of the mass civil disobedience that happened around 1981, and it's been restored and remastered by Ngā Taonga. We're very excited to have that in the festival as well. So a lot of the New Zealand films are already, we have announced, but I'm telling you, there's more. There is more to come.
But wait, there's more.
And, you know, it really is fantastic. Lots of world premieres as well, because as a film festival, part of our kaupapa is really giving a stage for our Aotearoa filmmakers to present their films, their world premieres of their films, in a big way, and actually celebrate that. And it's something we do extremely well, and we really celebrate our New Zealand filmmakers.
It is a really exciting time of the year for cinema nerds when the NZIFF rolls around. If people are feeling overwhelmed though by choice, how would you recommend they tackle the program? Do you just go through with a red pen and circle all the things you're interested in? What's your best tip for that, Sally?
Well, last year, because of the situation, we didn't actually do a printed program, and we will never not do a printed program again. I'm going to say, not under my watch, because people really missed it. Yes, I think that people love that very physical feeling of flicking through the pages, highlighting what they want to see, finding little gems in there, being inspired by their imagery as well. We also have a very special way that we talk about films in the program, and that comes through as well. And on our website, we're just in the process of sort of putting out these films as we develop and as we head towards the full program announce, which will be in October. We do put ways to navigate through the program there as well, so you can kind of find things where you're interested in different themes and that type of thing, and you can create your own wish list, and we try and help you navigate, because this year we have 170 films.
Whoa, that is a lot of movies. I mean, I'm sure there'll be people out there trying to do their darndest to get to as many of those as they can. I certainly see a lot of friends running from one cinema to the next, you know, IRL or online, to get to all the movies that they wanted to see. This is all kicking off on the 28th of October through to the 14th of November. And as you mentioned, Sally, there's more things coming out all the time at the moment. For the NZIFF, it's a very exciting time of the year. Where's the best place for people to go if they want to have a look right now?
Jump on our website, nziff.co.nz. That's where you will find everything, you know, all the information. We just pack it in there.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much for speaking with us this morning, Sally Woodfield from the New Zealand International Film Festival. I'm going to play a track by Kōtero, which is Anna Scotney's musical project. I know that Anna is in Millie Lies Low, which you just mentioned there, so she wears many hats as an actor and a musician. So we're going to end on her track Forcefield. Thank you so much, Sally.
Thank you.
Forcefield. I was running hard, I was running hard.
Forcefield.
Running hard, running hard.
Forcefield.
Fell to the ground and I drew blood.
Forcefield.
But I got back up and I ran and ran.
Forcefield.
I got a job to do still away.
Forcefield.
Put my forcefield up like an enemy.
Forcefield.
I won't let you close, I won't break faith.
Forcefield.
I got my forcefield and I know the way.
Forcefield.
Down with the ones that make me cry.
Forcefield.
Takes me up to the dead of night.
Forcefield.
Calling on my body then apologize.
Forcefield.
I will not forgive it from now until I die.
Forcefield.
He was doting on my body but I don't want that.
Forcefield.
Got a job to do that's number one.
Forcefield.
So I send him away and I send him off. Put that forcefield up when I had enough.
Forcefield.
I cut off friends even though they're old.
Forcefield.
Had to change tempo, now we're grown.
Forcefield.
Cars beating over big white roads. Like arteries, they open and close. Ventricle, pump the blood real high.
Forcefield.
I should be still my beating heart. Don't let me break face and fall apart.
Forcefield.
Don't let me break face, oh.
Forcefield, forces, fullness, forcefield, force, yeah, yeah. Forcefield, forces, force, forcefield, force, yeah, yeah. Forcefield, forces, force, forcefield, force, yeah, yeah.
FM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.